Seed That Lawn Now. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Believe it or not, fall is usually a better time than spring to plant new grass. Gary Crawford has more.
Many of us are inspired to do our work on the lawn in the springtime, but one expert says if you have cool season grasses like bluegrass or tall fescue when fall comes,
that grass really breaks dormancy and takes off and starts growing. So a lot of times it's a great time to get in there and do some work.
Dennis Patton is a Kansas State University Extension lawn and garden expert, and he says fall is the preferred time to do three things that most of us try to do in the spring.
Fertilization be one. Here again, the lawns are hungry after the long, hot, dry summer. Two would be if we've got some thin or dead spots, get in there and overseed or reseed the lawn. And the third practice that's really great done in the fall is something called core aeration, or aerating your lawn.
Now today we're going to focus on seeding or overseeding. Patton says if you seed in the fall, you have a much better chance of getting a really good stand of grass, but not if you make a lot of mistakes.
I think the most common mistake people make is they don't properly prepare the soil.
Patton says do not just go out and throw out some seeds on the ground, like I do, and expect results. You have to first get the ground ready.
And that is usually done with a process called verticut, or verticutting your lawn. And what this verticut does, it's a machine you can rent or hire someone to do, and it slices small grooves down into the soil that breaks through that soil crust and that thatch layer, and then it allows for that seed to fall down into those grooves.
And finally, Dennis Patton recommends what's called starter fertilizer, which has a lot more phosphorus in it.
Because there is scientific research to back up that a little free phosphorus right around that germinating seed will help increase root development and growth.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.